This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
This is from the old school, new school.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. We come into you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Our website, if you would like to send it to your friends so they can also listen to us, it is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Republicbroadcasting.org. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we will be talking about, of course, nothing but Syria, because a lot of things happened since the last time we've talked. On August 21st, there was a chemical attack, as most of you already know, in Syria. About 1,300 people died. Some estimates put number of dead at about 1,700, and other estimates at about 300 to 400 people died, but it doesn't matter if it was 5 people died or 10,000, I think the idea of using chemical weapons to kill people is horrendous. Now, if you look at it a different way, we, the United States of America, have used chemical weapons actually not long ago on the city of Fallujah in Iraq. And we didn't just use white phosphorus, which burns things right away chemically. We also have used depleted uranium, which is worse than chemical attacks. See, in a chemical attack, once the stuff that they shot, once it dismays with the in the atmosphere, it's gone, or it's not as deadly as it is when it's first used. But the depleted uranium that the United States have used, it will be there and it will affect the people who lived there for 2 billion years. If you would know how many people died, of course, in the city of Fallujah, you would understand that what took place in Syria is not even close to what took place in Fallujah. But let's not minimize what took place in Syria by talking about Fallujah. But when our politicians talk about children and talk about principles and talk about the right thing to do and talk about as if they're really, really, really upset and it hurts them to see children die, that's what we're talking about here. Because the United States have used chemical weapons, have used depleted uranium. But who would stop the United States? So if we're going to talk about morality here, let's talk about morality, because morality, it should be a standard. It should be something that all of us use with the same standard. We cannot have double standards for what morality means. We cannot have, if we do it, it's not immoral, but if somebody else does it, then we bring that charge and say, oh, no, this is, you know, human rights and children, etc., etc. So Obama have decided that he will go to war against Syria a few days ago. And he had David Cameron, or Cameron, the Prime Minister of England, jump on board right away and said, hey, we're with you. It's like if they were in the OK Corral in the Old West. Then something happened. Now, remember, when we attacked Libya, Cameron did not need any congressional or parliamentary approval from the House of Commons. And Obama did not need congressional approval when we attacked Libya. And what we have done in Libya, it's worse than what we said we're going to do in Syria. So why is it now that we need congressional approval? Well, something happened. Now, what is that something? We still don't know. We can speculate as to what it is and what it was that actually made the United States and England run to find a way out of this without going to war. Something happened that apparently they jumped the gun, or they probably thought it's not going to be as easy as they thought first. And they decided this is not a war that we want to get into. We don't have enough equipment in the area, etc., etc., etc. We don't know what happened. But what we know is the United States was imminent at attacking Syria. England was on board 100% and started to actually send military pieces into the Mediterranean. But then all of a sudden, David Cameron said, oh, I need congressional approval. I'm using the word congressional because that's what we understand here in the United States. It's not Congress there, it's Parliament. So why did Cameron need to find a way out? Well, we have a break coming up here in a few seconds. And when we come back, we are going to dive into why is the backup now, why the back off? Why is Obama backing off and Cameron find a way out? We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443 if you would like to be part of the program. So, what would make Cameron go back to, even though, keep in mind, that some of those who voted against, and by the way, the votes were not too far. The nays and the yeas, they were not too far. It was 272 to 285. 272 yay, 285 nay. So we're not talking about a lot. But the number one, he had to call for an emergency meeting of the parliament. That's number one. It had to be done right then and there. Even though he could have waited for another week and have a normal session. But it had to be done that day. So he called everybody. He called the parliament to session. And some people in his own party voted no. Some people who are aligned with him and would have you voted yes, but it's like, now what do I understand from that? I understand that he wanted that vote. Number one, keep in mind, he did not have to go and get that approval. So when he went back and it had to be done on an emergency kind of things, and then we know that some of his members did not even go to vote. They stayed away, I guess for a reason. And then some of those that are aligned with him, they voted no. Which tells me that's what he wanted. That's what he wanted. He wanted a way out. So something happened. Something happened a few days ago that made the United States and England to say, well, wait a minute. We can't do it now. So David Cameron was the first one to run so they can give Obama a reason to say, well, you know what? We need congressional approval too. Oh, I made a decision to go to war, but I need a congressional approval. Even though as it's going, it looks like that he may not even get that congressional approval, and that's probably what he wants. Obama is in a very, very horrible position now. And then you know how England and France, they had fought for hundreds and hundreds of years, and they compete for the love of Lady Liberty here. So once David Cameron decided to jump and bail out, France was waving, saying, hey, I'm here. I'll go with you. To hell with England. I'm here. Take me. So now France, and by the way, the French president, he does not need to get parliamentary approval from the French parliament. The constitution, the French constitution, gives him the ability to start wars, but he does have 3 days to notify, after starting the war, that he needs to notify the parliament of why he started the war, etc., etc. So France is in the good, but will he be in the good even with what's going on? Even when President Obama had to go back, and even though he did not have to, because with Obama, if he said and he put it on the line that our national interest is being harmed if we don't do this. These chemical weapons attack in Syria, it's harming our national interest. And therefore, we must do something. So he could have went and done something, but he backed off. Now I'm going to go to the phones. Now I understand Frank from West Virginia is with us, but I can tell you one thing, Frank. You're saying you have other people with you on the line. They need to mute. They need to mute their.
Everybody mute.
Their mics.
Mute.
And the minute the minute I hear stupid stuff, I'm taking you out. Go ahead.
All right, thanks. Well, am I muted? I'm muted. All right, here, everything's working out according to plan. Your plan, you said, doctor. All right? Nobody cares. Nobody cares about the Palestinians and Gaza Strip. Nobody cares about the Syrians. Nobody cares about the Lebanese and their problems are happening. There's no more international aid money floating around the world after these last 4 years of all this world financial crisis. All these countries have tightened up. There's very few aid dollars, and nobody wants to commit to a war that would cost upwards of $1 trillion with the outcome that would be unclear. And that's it. That's bottom line.
Well, I think this is probably in the last 4 or 5 years. I don't know how long you've been Colin, this is the first time that I see you saying something that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I do all the time, but think about it. There's no money out there. Syria is a wreck.
So what's gonna happen? What's gonna happen?
Well, our Congress, they did it on Labor Day weekend, a long weekend, before you get them in chambers and stuff next week. It'll be Wednesday or Thursday. And of course they're gonna vote no, because America's so worn out now. If you see the polling, is about 90% of America says, the hell with this. We ain't going to war. We don't give a crap. What?
Let me ask you this. What are you hearing from people around you when it comes to like, going to war against Syria? Most people are saying no. They don't want it.
No. 100% said no. 100%.
Okay, great. Now, what do you think it's – I mean, so why did Obama jump the gun before he even know if he's going to have – support on the home front or not?
He wants to be viewed as a war president and go down in history as having some gonads. He's actually is a war president with his drone strike policy and the people he's put to rest. He's actually more brutal than George Bush ever hoped to be. He never closed Gitmo, and he wants to go down in history of being a very powerful man. The problem right now, him and Putin aren't seeing eye to eye. That's the political problem that's on the horizon that got to be worked out. The Russians and the Americans and what the end game is. Okay? Israel is cut out of this one, okay? Other they're going to have peace on that border, all right? There will be no more threat of attack from Syria, whoever comes to power in Syria.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think anything will happen to the credibility of the United States for saying we're going to do and we're not going to do?
Our credibility is already shot with Barack Obama. My God, look what he did in Libya. Look what he did in Egypt. Look what he did with the Palestinian issue. Nothing. He created more unrest in the Middle East since Barack came to power 6 years ago, or 5.5 years ago. He destabilized the region much more.
So don't you think, Frank,
Northern Africa?
Frank, don't you think, I mean, this, you are proven that it doesn't matter who's in power. They're nothing but hired hands and hired agents for those on top of them. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The 5 self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a 1-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. Frank, I asked you, this proves, and by the way, this is probably the first day that I see you sober and talking normal. You didn't have anything to drink today?
No, it's Labor Day weekend, and I'm by myself. Well, ladies down the beach, I get back to Alabama.
He's always sober. He doesn't drink that much.
Yeah, I don't drink that
much. All right.
But
okay.
Continue, yes.
All right. Don't you think that this proves that our presidents are only agent for the powers that be? Because it doesn't matter. It was Bush at first. He did what they wanted. And then Obama came and continued. So it doesn't matter if it's a Republican
or a
Democrat. They're agents for powers that are larger than them.
They're administrators. They're basically historically governors.
Okay. So we agree on that.
They're administrators. They administrate this tremendous...
So who are the powers that are driving our president?
The powers, once again, are your corporate powers, your... Stephen Wynn's, your Larry Ellison's, the Wall Street guys, the guys that control your basic industries, you know, certain corporations.
The Rothschilds and the Morgans and all.
Right, the mortgagers, everybody. It stretches everywhere. The corruption in America.
So we don't have a free country.
Well, basically, yeah, nowadays, yeah, I agree. We don't have a free country with all these intrusions.
Now, you see how you came? It took me 5 years to bring you to my camp, and you see how you're coming around?
But I see I see the attacks on my personal liberties that are different than you. I was born here, where I live, how they want to come after our guns, how they want to shut down the basic industries that people make livelihoods off of.
That's what we're talking about. But you see, when Bush was in power, you didn't care about those things.
We were all making money while Bush was in power, too, okay? The stock market, the day George Bush took office and when he left, except for the last couple of months, accelerated. It went crazy, okay? A lot of money was being made, and everybody was employed, Diwali. It was historically low unemployment. Then we had the Great Financial Depression on top of the Great Depression, whatever you call that, and that was a world.
Very good, very good, very good. Frank, we're going to have to move on. I appreciate your call, and thanks for the call. We're going to go to Larry in Louisiana, actually, my home state. Larry.
Hi. I think I'm pretty sure I can give you one reason over in England why they didn't do it.
Okay.
I believe that the voting and all that is just semantics to delude the people into thinking that they have some kind of democracy. Now, those heads over there in their parliament are called lords.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're lesser lords.
Well, they're not all lords. You have the House of Lords and the House of Commons.
Okay, well, the Commons are below the lords.
Right.
Who's the head lord? Her Majesty, and I think it's rather obviously that Her Majesty said no. And if you don't think every one of them lords don't walk in there and bow down to her and do her bidding.
Actually, as a matter of fact, but you know what? The Queen, I understand what you're saying, and I'm sure that these lords, they go and bow down to her and all that stuff. But they did not need that. You know, they were going to war, and they needed a way out. You know, something stopped them from going forward. I don't know if they saw what Syria can do. You see, the Russians, a couple of days ago, when the United States said, we are going to go and hit the Syrians, the Russians said, oh, we're not going to go to war with nobody over Syria. See, everybody took that as the Russians are abandoning the Syrians. But I think the Russians were telling the United States a message. They were sending the world a message that we don't need to go and help Syria. We don't need to go to war with nobody for Syria because we're confident what Syria has can deter any attack. And in my opinion, that's what happened. When the United States and England were moving these equipments into the Mediterranean, they very much saw something, or the Syrians have convinced them of what they can do, which is probably rain thousands of chemical missiles on Israel. Because if the United States goes to attack Syria, it will destroy it like it destroyed everybody else, like it killed Saddam Hussein, it killed Gaddafi. Well, apparently the Syrian government probably thought, well, we're gone. But before we go, we're going to take everybody with us. And I think that's what the English and the American found out, that wait a minute, we can't go along with this because these guys can take care of themselves and they're going to harm Israel. And therefore, how do we get this out of this? Well, let's run back to our democracies and use them as a deterrent that, oh, well, we were going to go to war, but, you know, the vote did not go through. Because, you see, when they voted, Cameron himself, people in his own party voted against him. And you know he could have gotten those votes, especially the difference in the votes is not that much. Thank you, Larry. Let's go to Fred in Michigan on line 3. Fred.
Hey there.
Hi.
I would direct Frank and all of his buds to get with Tex Mars. He's a retired career Air Force.
I know Tex.
Yeah, and from Tex I acquired the Synagogue of Satan. Which, if Frank has never heard of, that's Revelations 2:9. And it describes those who say they're Jews, but they're not, and the history of that goes way back, but it's the accurate account of the events occurring now. Well, who's to blame? Let's play the blame game here.
Mm.
Let's identify the ultimate criminal satanic culprits. I mean, the Bolshevik Revolution was all about stealing the wealth of the common man and concentrating it into the Bolshevik leaders, which just happened to be the satanic Talmudic Jews called the Khazar Ashkenazis. And even reporters from Britain reporting in, like this guy Robert Wilton, London Times, way back in 1918, of all the commissars in the communist Russian government, 300 of them, more than 300, were Jews. Now, how can that be? Lenin was Jewish. People think, oh, and then Lenin, what does he do? He produces a phonograph record where he's got statements against anti-Semites that he then circulates around the country.
Okay. Where are we going with this? Very quick.
Well, I'm bringing it up to date here because Menachem Begin, after the King David terrorist event that he conducted, he was interviewed by a British journalist by the name of Howell and asked if he, Menachem Begin, considered himself the prince of terrorism in the Middle East. And Begin said, no, the whole world. And there's statements such as the American Hebrew that says that the Bolshevik Revolution was the work of Talmudic Jewish brains, Talmudic Jewish dissatisfaction, Talmudic Jewish planning, whose goal is to create a new world order. They believe, and this is what they aspire by virtue of terrorism throughout the world that they sponsor along with the CIA and British MI6, I guess it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what it's all about. I mean, who controls the U.S. government? AIPAC, ADL?
So basically what you're saying is the powers that we have been talking about since our... You know, basically we proved that these presidents are nothing but agents. So therefore, the powers that be, that above those powers, is basically what you are talking about here.
Yeah, the infamous Golden Rule, Satanic Talmudic Jewish bankster gangsters.
Okay, very good. It's the idea is very is clear. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. And to move on, let's get back, because we only have a few minutes, actually. Well, not a few minutes. We still have a little bit of time. But let's get back into actually talking about, when we come back, we will wrap up what we think happened, why Obama is backing off when he did not need any approvals, any congressional approvals, and why Cameron did what he did. And where do we go from here?
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let me, before we go back to the phones, let me just say what I think, and that way we will give more time to the phones. I really think, with the foreign minister of Russia saying we will not go to war with no one for Syria, I read that to say that Syria can take care of itself, not like what everybody else thought, that Russia was abandoning Syria. Number two, a couple of days after that, the Iranian defense minister said that if the United States attacks Syria, or if the West attacks Syria, Israel will be, he used the word, basically wiped out. But we've seen rhetoric like that during wars. I mean, Saddam Hussein said the same thing and didn't do anything. But also the Syrian foreign minister He said, we have surprises. But the main thing, none of that is actually evidence of anything. But when you look at what happened with the United States and England, you know they were going to war and they stopped. And they found a way out through democracy. So I think they saw something there that was credible enough to scare the hell out of them to say, we cannot do it. We've got to find a way out. Even if Obama has to eat his own words, swallow his own spit, we cannot continue with this because it's going to hurt Israel. That's my take on that. And with that, I'm going to go back to the phones with Art on line two. Art.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Tlawi.
Good afternoon, sir.
First of all, let me say I don't give a rat's patootie about no democracy. I don't live in a democracy, so those Democrat countries can do whatever they want to do as long as they leave me alone. But let's talk about chemical and biological weapons here.
Okay.
And
Art, just make it quick, please, because I have a lot of people on hold, and we only have so much time to talk about.
All right. 1993, sarin gas used against American citizens, women and children alike. As you pointed out, Fallujah. What did the United States use over in Fallujah? For decades, the American government or the United States government has used chemical and biological weapons on its own people. Everything from vaccinations, to chemtrails, you name it. Plus, they maintain a steady stockpile of sarin gas, ricin, anthrax, smallpox. Don't speak to me about morality, Mr. Obama, Biden, or any of you other clowns. You got no more morality than a dead turnip, a rotting carrot. You're about as moral as Satan himself. Don't speak to me about morality.
Very good. Art, we're going to have to move on. Thanks for the statement. We're going to have to actually move on with the phone calls. Gary in Arkansas. Gary.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Am I on the air?
Yes, you are. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. This may seem like a high flyer from out of left field, but I think this all has to do with an apostolic letter from the Pope Francis that was issued July the 11th. I'll read two paragraphs in this.
We don't have time to read paragraphs. Just tell me what it said very quickly.
Okay. It says that Pope Francis is effectively stripped away all the immunity of all judges, attorneys, government officials, and all entities established under the Roman Curia.
Okay, but now, what does that have? But hold on. Gary, hold on. What does that have anything to do with why the United States and England
exactly.
Stopped
that's
the war?
That's why Napolitano and Bernanke quit effective September the 1st, because after September the 1st, none of these public officials will have the immunity under the corporations that they serve under, and all governments are corporate. So they're going to have personal
liability.
So
are you saying that the Pope is who rules the world now?
No, I'm saying that in our economic and our legal system under the Roman Curia, it says here, overriding anything that could be issued by the United Nations, the Inner and Middle Temple, which is the bar in England, the Crown of Great Britain or any other monarch, and indeed by any head of state or body politic. You want to research it? I've been watching this very closely.
Very good, Gary. I just want to say thank you. Unfortunately, today you guys called in a little bit late, so we don't have much time, but I think people got the idea. And they can go research it themselves. Thank you, Gary. Let's go to Canada with Ramsey on line three. Ramsey.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just want to tell you something. I'm sure you talked about this last week, but it's worth mentioning again that, they found guilty the Bradley Manning for...
Right.
For the leaking secret documents and see the double standard.
Is it Bradley or what's her name?
Bradley Manning.
I know, but he wanted to have a sex change.
Yeah, and so it's one thing, like the Israelis spy on the U.S. all the time, and none of them got one day in prison, and this guy got 35 years in prison. So it shows you that. So again, sir, like it just builds up on what you were saying since the beginning of the show, that it's the agents that are running the show in the United States government, like AIPAC and all these people.
Right. Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Well, let's go. Well, no, that's okay. We had somebody else. Okay. Well, this is the deal. This is what we have. The main thing that people need to know, where we go from here. Well, there will be a congressional vote, and I guess probably the way it's going, because nobody wants this war, and therefore Congress is going to go to Washington and tell the president that our people, our constituents, they do not want this war, therefore we are voting no. And that's probably what they wanted, because you see, in the case of England, that's the result that David Cameron wanted. That's the result that David Cameron want. And that's what he got. And because, I guess I'm summarizing the whole show now, he ran back and called an emergency meeting so he can get this result, so he can say, sorry, we can't do it. That left Obama by himself holding the bag. Obama came out yesterday, even though they're saying, we have evidence that's... And by the way, they don't have any evidence. The evidence that they put out there, it's basically YouTube's videos that anyone can shoot. And they're saying that, yes, there was sarin gas used. Well, everybody knows there was gas used, but who fired it? That's the problem. Or could it be that they found who fired it, and it's going to be an embarrassment to everybody when the United Nations inspectors say it was not? Or could it be that that's why they ran back and used this democracy thing, because the inspectors found out that it was not the regime that did it, it was the U.S. cronies who did it. Maybe the United States, the CIA, Mossad, and MI6, maybe they were involved in the firing of those gases. Could it be now that they're trying to actually deal with that issue? Could it be? I guess it could. We don't know, and we will never know. But we know one thing, and one thing for sure, for certain. There is something in there that scared the hell out of Obama and David Cameron, and that's why they're trying to find a way out of this. Even if it takes the reputation of the United States, even if it takes, yes, we say things and we don't do it, even whatever it takes. And if he fires, and they're probably trying to talk to the Syrians to agree on some certain targets that the United States can probably destroy, that's not really going to make much difference in this whole thing. Maybe that's what they are trying to do. Maybe they will get at least that commitment from the Syrians that, hey, look, let us go in. We already said this. We can't back off. Let us just go in, and we're not going to hit you hard. We will bomb this, bomb that, and we will rebuild it. Don't worry about it. Well, that's all we have for you. All I have time to say is goodbye and go do the right thing. See you next week. Freedom ain't